Proposed Senate Bill 7174 would rename Medicaid's Medically Needy program. The system serves those who don't qualify for Medicaid, but whose health care expenses place them below the poverty line. Its new name would be the Medicaid Non-Poverty Medical Subsidy. Senate Minority Leader Nan Rich said Republican bill sponsor Joe Negron's proposed title would be extremely inaccurate.
I still believe that this is a misnomer, that this is not correct to say non-poverty. People spend down, and they are in poverty. Most of the people, because of the catastrophic costs of their illnesses, diseases, they not only are medically needy, but they are in poverty.
Negron's proposal doesn't end with the program's moniker. It eliminates most of the services currently offered. Medically needy beneficiaries now receive financial assistance with doctor's visits, hospitalization, and prescription drugs. Negron said his proposal would do away with two of these.
We elected in our committee to fund physician visits and can continue to pay for those. We are not, under the current budget, continuing to pay for prescriptions or for hospital visits.
Democratic Senator Rich said the bill would have extremely morbid consequences.
I just think it's not good enough for us as a legislature, as a state, to leave here and pass legislation that would really sentence people to death, because that's what we're doing.
Negron said the cuts wouldn't affect children or pregnant women, that it wouldn't hurt seniors over 65 since they already qualify for Medicare, and that those with catastrophic illness qualify for federal aid as well.
There are other programs available in the private sector and in the public sector to help individuals with prescription costs, but it's $100 million in general revenue just for the 3 months that we've made a reduction. So it's balancing that against funding nursing homes, funding children's hospitals.
Republican Senator John Thrasher said he took offense to Rich's death sentence comment, adding that tough times call for tough decisions.
And I don't believe I'm sentencing anybody to death by voting for this bill. I think what we're trying to do and what Senator Negron's good work has done is try to make the best out of where we're in a very desperate situation in the state of Florida.
Thrasher then asked Rich if she had a better idea on how to help the state close its $3 billion budget gap. Rich said yes, now that you mention it.
I do have a bill filed, Senate Bill 1764, which has to do with corporate income tax. It's the water's edge issue that we have had before and discussed before. So if anybody would like to have a dialogue and discuss it, I would be happy to have the bill heard and we can all have the discussion.
She said there are several tax loopholes benefiting corporations and the well-off that could go. Wealthy Budget Committee Chair J.D. Alexander said the committee may take up her proposal if it gets a chance, though it's doubtful such a measure would make it out of committee with such a GOP majority. Alexander, who represents parts of Central Florida, including Lake Wales, said his constituency would benefit more from lower taxes than a fully funded medically needy program.
I live in a rural district, and we probably have at least 12% unemployment. We don't have the luxury of large healthcare institutions in our backyard that have motored through this rough area because we continue to prioritize spending towards it.
Two Republican senators voted against the bill. One was Newport Richey Senator Mike Fasano. The other was Melbourne Senator Thad Altman, who said if lawmakers are trying to improve the economy, they need to think about such programs in terms of jobs and revenue generated.
And I would hope as we move forward that we look at dynamic scoring in terms of not only what a bill will cost in terms of revenue or non-revenue. Some of the revenue sources that we could produce that would enable us to match some of these federal drawdown dollars may actually have a net positive benefit to the state of Florida and to the taxpayers and produce wealth, not only an improvement of quality of life.
Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner from Tampa said the panel needs an even bigger picture approach and ought to consider health a basic right for all constituents, not just those who are fortunate enough to have insurance coverage.
If I can't get out that bed and get to this place, if I'm too sick to move, I can't eat, I can't go to work, I can't provide for my family, I can do nothing. And so to me, the blessing that we all have here assembled is that we all on our very own were able to get up this morning and get to this place. And we seem to take it for granted.
Gary Siplin was the only Democratic senator to vote in favor of the bill, which Negron stressed would not impact program costs until April 2012. Less than an hour before the Budget Committee passed the cuts, they approved an $11 million incentive program that would reward judges that rule on the most cases. Each quarter, the fastest judges would get around $3,000 on top of annual salaries exceeding $130,000. Majority Whip David Simmons said the program would help unclog the court system.
People want justice. They want a decision. And it is so true that, justice delayed is justice denied.
The committee also passed nearly $200 million in cuts to the state's affordable housing program. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.